Okay, so Sirkas HaTzadik or Gimel. Let's see. Ikar HaKriya Shema Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Ve'ol Torah Mitzvos. So if you remember, we pointed out that the first 38 pieces are with Tzadok's insights into Maseches Brachos. So we started with Rosh Aleph with getting out of Mitzrayim. It was kind of the Sur Meira aspect, to allow ourselves to come to Maseches Brachos. You can't even begin to learn Torah until a person is Sur Meira. And last time we began Oz Beis Brachos L'Rosh Tzadik. We spoke about Yaakov, we spoke about Yosef, we spoke about their ability to conquer Taiva, and how that gives a person das, proper das. When a person has proper das, he can attach himself to Hashem, and that's what a bracha is before every ma'isa mitzvah that we do. Okay, so now we come to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So, Iker Kriyas Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Ve'ol Toro Mitzvos. The essence of Kriyas Shema is that a person should come to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the first paragraph of Shema. And then a person, Vahaya, should come to what? Should come to Torah and Mitzvos, to be Makabel, the Ol of Torah and Mitzvos. Now, how do you know that the essence of Kriyas Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? So, Moshe Wolfson says that the Rashi Tevos of Ol Malchus Shemayim is Shema. So if the first word of Shema, if the foundation of Shema, if the word itself is hinting to Ol Malchus Shemayim, so that's probably a pretty good indication of what we're doing when we say Shema. But we have to think about what that means, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. To connect it to last time, we spoke about, again, Yaakov and Yosef. Now Yaakov and Yosef had tremendous bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we spoke about their Shmira, specifically when it comes to Inyanei Kedusha, that's an area where a person has to show tremendous Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim in order to restrain oneself, to not give in to a taiva. And a person has to sometimes literally hold himself back in a sense that he's tied down, like an ol, that the animal works, which steers it on the path, and it's a avodah. Just to connect to last time, we know that Yosef is compared to the shore. Right? Where do we see that Yosef is compared to the shore? In the bracha, b'chor shoro hadar lo, v'karnei re'im karnav. Right? The bracha that Moshe gives at the end of Dvar and Perek Lamed Gimel, Yosef is compared to the shore. A shore is a work animal. A shore is an animal that's makabel the ol. That's why the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, I'm sorry, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, we saw last week, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim said what? Da'as Elokei Avicha v'avdeyu. Come to knowledge of God, and then you could serve Him. So that's why the shore also is an animal that has tremendous awareness of its owner. That's why in the Haftorah of Chazon Yeshayo, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, Yada Shor Konehu. The shore recognizes its owner. The shore has God awareness. When you have God awareness, then you're makabel the ol. You don't feel that I want to live without an ol. We come to Rosh Hashanah. The whole of Oda Rosh Hashanah is what? It's to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. I want to read a little piece from Gedalia Shor. So Gedalia Shor, in his writings on Rosh Hashanah, on page 6, or Gimel Amud Aleph, he writes at the end of a long piece where he's talking about the Inyan of Malchus and the Inyan of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So he writes, Inyan shetamlichuni aleichem. That which the Gemara says, recite Malchus before me in order that you should be mamlich me, says Rav Shor, says Rav Gedalia Shor Zatzal, who kabbalas ol shal Malchus Shemayim, lo dai bilvad belimud haTorah v'asiyas haMitzvos. Kabbalas ol is not simply, I have jobs, so I do my job. It's much more than that. Right? The ox, the way that the ox is mounted to the ol, with that degree of bittul to its master, that much where it's literally taking the yoke of its master upon itself, it's not just that that's a necessity for the ox in order to carry out its job of plowing. It's a much deeper eskashus than that. It's a much greater achrayis that he's taken upon himself. El itzarach lios bechira b'chayim ba'ofen kabbalas ol, shiatachas ol mitzos keshor la'ol u'kechamor lamas. Says Rav Shor, it's not just about learning, it's not just about doing more mitzvahs. That's not how you're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not the way that a person is makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the way that a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I want to really carry the Ol, If I want to show that I feel the weightiness and responsibility of Avodas Hashem upon me, then I have to mount mitzvos to me, kishor la'ol, u'kechamor la'masa. V'lo dai ba'amiras ha'psukim shel malchus. It's not enough to just open up the machzor, to recite the nusach. V'ach shetzach la'kabal al'atzwa ha'malchus shemayim. A person has to makabal upon himself that kabbalas o'malchus shemayim, with the full, again, with the full gravity, the full weight of what it means to be an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to what he writes here. V'yadua ki ruach hazman hu lefrok kol ol. We're living in a zman. Meaning, why is it not enough just to serve Hashem? Why can't I just do mitzvahs? Why can't I just learn Torah and do mitzvahs? Why do I have to carry it with a certain weightiness? The answer is, because the rest of the world, right? It's not just, the world is not merely not doing Hashem's mitzvahs. The world is literally trying to be porek ol, prikas ol. That's one of the things that we mentioned in the Al-Khaytz. Umi yodeya ad maya giya prikas ol shel zmanenu. Says Rav Gedalia, sure, we don't know how far this is going to go. And therefore, it's not enough to just fight back by doing our job. We have to wear it on our neck. V'im ruach hazman hu prikas ha'ol, tzarech ha'odim lasos ha'hepuch. L'kab la'atma ol toro mitzvos. Kamo shiyaduam misfaram she'ikr ha'avod ha'muta la'odim, hu b'ma shi'yesh esnagdus lam b'yoser. The main avoda of any time period in life, Rav Nachman has his famous teaching on this, right? Sofa rasha l'tzadik, that the rasha is sofa l'tzadik. He's a lookout for the tzadik. It doesn't just mean that he's looking out for the tzaddik, mavakish la'miso, to destroy him, but the Yetzirah becomes a tzofa, a lookout. Like a person who's standing in a watchtower looking at the enemy, the way the Yetzirah attacks you, that itself is an indication of what the avoda is. So it says, sure, if the avoda, if this nagdus is within this inyan of prikas ol, so that means the avoda becomes kabbalas ol. Not just doing mitzvahs, but kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. That is what it means to be mamluch kadosh baruch hu. Uvizei is gabra al ruchos azman, and that's what it means, imru lefanai malchios, not just imru lefanai malchios, but say it in such a way, kishetam lichuni alecha, the Gemara says, so that you'll make me melech. And the only way to do that is to wear the ol. Now I want to make a very important ha'ar here, and that is, there's two ways to wear an ol. If you look in the pasuk in Yeshaya, let's go back. He quoted the pasuk. What he referenced this idea of carrying the ol. Rav Shor said to carry the ol. What was the lashon he used? Kishor laol kachamor lamasa. Where did he get that expression from? Like the shor again, Yosef atzad, Yosef b'chor shor, right? To carry it in such a degree that you're like a what? That you're like an ox with an ol, and you're like a donkey with its burden. Where did he get that expression from? So there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah daf hayamid beis. Quotes the Tana de Be'eliyahu. A person should make himself, he should submit himself to Divrei Torah, kishor la'ol u'kachamor la'masa. That's the phrase that he's borrowing. It's a statement of Tana de Be'eliyahu, it's quoted in the Gemara. That a Jew should always, again, subjugate himself and lower himself before Torah and carry the Torah upon him the way that an ox carries its ol. Now, where do you wear an ol? Where does the ox wear its ol? So Yenison says you wear it on the shoulders. So we mentioned neck, shoulders. Okay, very good. So we mentioned last week that Yosef HaTzadik is the Inyan of neck, shoulders. What does it mean Yosef HaTzadik is the Inyan of neck, shoulders? We pointed out from Sfas Emes that Yosef serves, and there's many rayas to this, that Yosef serves as a bridge between the head and the body. In other words, between the Avos and the Shvatim. The Avos are the head, the Shvatim is the lower part, the guf, and Yosef is the bridge. What did Sfas Emes say to prove that point? Sfas Emes said, that's why we find Yosef's Petira mentioned at the end of Sefer Bereishis, which is the end of the Avos. And then again, we're introduced to Yosef, and he dies again at the beginning of Shemos, which is the book of the Shvatim, because Yosef is that bridge. We spoke about Yosef as Yesod, Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz, that link between heaven and earth. That's why Yosef's letter, Sfas Emes says, is very much connected to the letter Vav. Yesod is connected to Vav, because Vav is itself, right? Vav is a hook. The Vav Amudim of the Mishkan, right? A Vav means a link, a hook. So you wear the ol on the shoulders and on the neck. The neck, again, connects the body and the head. Shoulders. What do shoulders have to do with Yosef HaTzadik? What did we point out last week? In the Eifod, right? The Avnei Shoam, right? Were Yosef's stones. The stone that was rested on the shoulder of the Kohen Gadol was the same stone that represented Yosef in the Choshen. Because again, Yosef represents that place of neck versus shoulders. Now let's talk a little more precise. That's how we spoke last week. Let's talk a little more precise. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, I'm just bringing this as an example. It says, "Lishbur Asher Barzi Valhari Avusenu Visar Me'alechem Ulo Visubalo Me'al Shechmo Yasur." Okay. Putting aside the context of this freeing ourselves from Ashur, but it says that what? Visar me'aleim ulo, you'll remove the ol, visubalo me'al shichmo yasur. So you see that the ol sometimes is associated with the what? With shichmo. That the ol is associated with what? With the shoulders. At the same time, you have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu in Perek Lamed that says, Eshbor ulo me'al tzavarecha, I'll remove the ol from your neck. Now again, if we're speaking imprecisely, so we'll say that there's shoulders and there's neck, and it's basically the same idea. It's the same general area. Okay. So Tamid Bei Eliyahu told us, you should wear Torah, you should carry Torah upon you, kishur la'ol. Like the shur who carries the ol. Where does he carry the ol? On his shoulders and on his neck. But what's the difference between the shoulders and the neck? So I'll tell you a beautiful, beautiful insight from the last Radmazina Rebbe. The Rav Mazina Rebbe said the following pshat in Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara said Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches talks about the sugya of mitzvos lav lahenos nitnim. So listen to the lashon of Rashi when it describes mitzvos are not given to us for our enjoyment. Lo lahenos nitnim. Rashi Chav Ches Amad Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says Lo lahenos nitnim li Yisrael. Lios kiyumam lehem hana. The purpose of mitzvahs is not your own pleasure. Ella l'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. It should be like an ol that's worn on the neck. Now, for the sake of honesty, I told you the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Okay? If I wanted to be more inspiring, less honest, I would not have told you that pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and I would have just told you the diuk of the Radzminer. Rad, what's his name? Radzmin? Radzminer.
Not Radzin.
Not Radzin. No, not Radzin. Radzminer. So he says like this. Here's his diuk. He says, hold on a second. An ol, where is an ol primarily worn? If you've ever seen an ox wearing an ol, is he wearing it more on his neck or more on his shoulders? Where does he wear it? On his shoulders. It's more on his shoulders. Now again, we have psukim that seem to tell us that an ol is worn on the neck and on the shoulders. But when I think about, right, pulling something, I'm pulling it, right, I attach it to my shoulders, I don't pull with my neck. I pull, right, the shoulders allows for the entire pull of the body to carry the weighty load. What's a neck for? How is a neck described in Mishlei, for example? A neck, what do you wear on the neck? You wear a necklace. A tachshit. Ah. So the Radzmina Rebbe said that when Rashi says mitzvos are not for your hana, but they are le'ol al tzavareihem nitnu, what does it mean an ol al tzavareihem? An ol, you think of an ol, you think of something burdensome. The neck is a necklace. So Radzmina Rebbe said that's what Rashi, that's his diuk in Rashi. That what? You should wear the mitzvos, which aren't ol, but you should wear it like a necklace. You should wear it as a source of pride. Now I'll tell you, there's a hosafa that they say from Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky. Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov was the Mashkiach in Baranovich. Rabbi Chana Wasserman was the Rosh Hashiv in Baranovich. And Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov was the Mashkiach in Baranovich. And of course, unfortunately, they were both killed by Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov says a diuk in our Gemara in Kiddush and Chavtes. Because in Kiddush and Chavtes, it talks about should I get married first or should I work first? So listen to this lashon. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't get married first and then learn Torah, right? Because once you get married, rechayim b'tzavaro v'yasuk b'torah. When you have the millstone around your neck, you're going to study Torah. So says Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky, Hashem yinkum damo. He says what? Rechayim b'tzavaro. A person who takes his parnasa and he makes it into a necklace. Yasuk b'Torah, he's going to learn Torah. We have to work, but it's an ol. Torah is also an ol. But Torah is an ol that we wear like a necklace. We wear it with a sense of pride. And the work that we have to do in Olam Hazeh, we have to do it, Right? We can't ignore our responsibilities to provide for ourselves and our families, but we have to wear it what? We have to wear it like an oath. We don't put it on our neck. Rechaim b'tzavaro, a person who makes a necklace. You know who wore a brick necklace? Before that guy wore the clock. Who's the guy who wears the clock? The big clock. The rapper wears the big clock. You can call yourself a town or a Jew, you don't know the... Who wears the big clock? No one knows who wears the big clock? Okay, homework assignment. Yeah? So who Flavor Flav, that's correct. So who was the first one to wear a ridiculous necklace, to wear some ridiculous, you know, bling on his neck? Paro. Paro took a brick and he made a necklace out of it. And that's how he got people to get excited about building pyramids. Mamish kiyem chayin uvar chaminu, building pyramids. Right? So that was a complete perversion. You don't make a necklace out of parnasa. You don't wear a big dollar sign around your neck. Right? You wear mitzvahs around your neck. That's the Razmina's diyuk. La'ol al tzavareyim nitnu. To wear mitzvahs like a necklace. Okay? But it is an ol. L'maitza, it's an ol. And to be Mam L'Chadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Gedal Yeshur, we have to what? We have to make sure that we're not only doing mitzvot, but we're Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That we make an Inyan out of it. We wear that with pride. Okay? Fine. Good. So now let's come back. So says Rav Tzadok, Iker Kriya Shema Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim V'Ol Torah Mitzvot. So the essence of Kriya Shema, right, is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Again, Rav Wolfson says, Ol Malchus Shemayim is Rashi Tevos Shema. And Kabbalah is Ol Mitzvot. But it has to be like an Ol. It has to be with a sense of absolute commitment. Right? Absolute commitment. Now, yeah, he's going to make his point now. Kedi'isa, the Gemara in Bracha says, fine. V'tzarech b'yom uvalayla, v'lo b'boker v'erev, el b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. Interesting. We're makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim twice a day, morning and night. But the time period that's assigned is not Boker and Erev, but the focus is on what? When you get up and when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, when you get up. Meaning, we're not focusing on the day and the night, we're focusing on the person who's going through two different stages of his experience of serving Hashem. We don't want to make it about Boker and Erev. We don't want to make it about different time periods. Right? Even though the change in time is also significant. Because if it's focused on the changes in the world and not the person, that wouldn't be significant enough. Yes, there's day. Yes, there's night. But that's all within the framework of the world. In the framework of the world, it would be enough to be a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim Me'eis La'eis for every 24-hour period. It's the significant change that takes place within man between day and night that demands a different Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, a daytime Kabbalas Ol and a nighttime Kabbalas Ol. Rak Mipnei Hashinuyim Sheba'adam. The focus has to be that what? The reason that there's a Kriya Shema Bayom and a Kriya Shema Balayla as presented in the Torah as B'shach B'cha of Kumecha is because there are two very different types of avodah when it comes to serving Hashem. And we have to wear them both like an ol. An ol on our neck, right? An ol that we wear proudly. But it has to be with absolute commitment. That's the very nature of a Kabbalah's ol Malchus Shemayim. The opposite of Prikas ol. Like Rav Gedal Yeshur was telling us. Shebayom kam v'osik b'malachto. When a person gets up in the morning and he's going to what? Spend a lot of the day doing a lot of different things. Tzarech Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shekol Maisav Yiyu L'Shem Shemayim. During the day, a person is very active. And active doesn't only mean active in mitzvot and Torah. It means active in a lot of different things. So I need to start my day by making a declaration that I'm going to use all of my day's activities as a means of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every single thing that I do, we're learning Chassidus here. So this is not, right? Not like last time we had that piece of Mechavetz Chaim where my whole day is b'di'evet and then I get to learn for an hour a night and that justifies my whole day. No. Pnimius HaTorah says every second of my day, b'chol derechecha de'eyu, kipshuto, that every second of the day, no matter what I'm doing, has to be avodas Hashem. It's not just a stepping stone to avodas Hashem. It's not I work so I have money so that then I can, you know, retire and learn Torah. But the working itself has to be meaningful. It has to be an expression of serving Hashem. So again, a person gets up in the morning and he's makabel ol machas shemayim upon himself. Shekol ma'isav yu l'shem shemayim. That every single thing that he's going to do during the day is going to be kabbalas ol machas shemayim. Who, by the way, is the greatest enemy when it comes to prikasol? I mean, I'm kind of cheating because it's the greatest enemy for everything. Amalek, right? Amalek's always the safe answer for anything bad. Okay? So Rav Olson writes in Va'ani Tfila a very interesting thing. Now, I had never seen this concept in Ramazan before, but he brings from Chassam Sofer the following. Rav Olson says the gematria of Vayavo Amalek v'yilachim im Yisrael b'rafidim is 1340. When the Jews were fired up for the service of Hashem, and Amalek came to cool us off. Right, a weakening of God awareness. Not just Limitor, but a weakening of the whole Indian of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gematria is 1340. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rav Olson quotes in Vanit Tefillah, page 13 or 14, he says that the gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is also 1340. Now you'll say, whoa, hold on a second. The gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, every Jew knows is 1118. So what's 1340? So Chassam Sofer has a very interesting, it's a good technique to be aware of. I don't know if Chassam Sofer made it up, or if it was Makabel, the Mesorah from Kadmonim. This is the first place I had seen the idea. Shema has two big letters. A big ayin and a big dalet. Right? The big ayin of Shema and the big dalet of Echad. How do you cheshbon a big letter in gematria? I didn't know this was a thing. Right? So it's not like such a funny idea because it's based on Safras. Right? It's based on the way that we actually write a big letter in the Torah. A big letter is four times the size of a regular letter. So therefore, the cheshbon becomes also four times over. So dalet is not four, but dalet is 16. And ayin is not 70, but ayin is 280. So using that cheshbon of a big ayin and a big dalet, Shema is 1340. And that's by Yavo Amalek v'yilachem Yisrael b'rafidim. Okay? So Amalek is constantly trying to get us to lose God awareness. Amalek wants us to go through our day not thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we wake up in the morning and a Jew says, I want to be Makabel Machal Shemayim. Shekol Ma'isav Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Why do you think Amalek hates Bris Mila so much? To connect us back to last week's theme. Rashi and Kiseitse, Amalek takes the Arla and they throw it up to Hashem and they say, Hashem, this is what you like? Why do the Mizalz of the Indian of Bris Mila? Because Amalek says, do you really think that we're going to be convinced that a sexual act is a holy thing? It's kulo gashmis. Stop pretending it's a holy thing. Right? That's prikasol. And that's why Dafka, a person who gets involved in Taivas Arayos, is really very much porik ol. He has major amuna issues. It's not stam that a person who's nichshol in Arayos all of a sudden starts to have all sorts of amuna issues. Because right? they're very deeply connected. It's the Vav, it's the Iskashras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Yosef HaTzadik, who's connected to Hashem even in Mitzrayim. Connected to his father's image, even in Mitzrayim. Okay? So it says Rav Tzadok again. So a person wakes up in the morning, and he's going to work. And work means a lot of different things. He needs to have Kabbalah Ol Machas Shemayim. That all of his Maisim should be L'Shem Shemayim. So I want to tell you two things. First, I want to tell you a Majitzer, a Divrei Yisrael in Parshas Noach. Okay, the Majitzer Rebbe in Parshas Noach. He said, my father was once approached by a chassid, and my father was asked the following question. Pam achas shal lo chassid. That made my grandfather, right? Rabbi Yecheskel of Kuzmir. A chassid came and asked my grandfather, is it proper im lasot b'masa u'matan u'v'derech eretz im lo? Should a chassid work? Or does that make me not a chassid? Now when the Mashpia first came to IU and he gave his intro to Chassidus Shirim, right, based on the Stuchiner's essay, based on Rav Matl Zilber's Shlita's essay, right, Rav Weinberger spoke a lot about how Chassidus was never about running away from Olam Hazeh. And Chassidim were never about only learning Torah and not working. Because Chassidus had a mahalich in how to work and to be serving Hashem even when I'm working. So this Chassid came, he was feeling bad. Maybe this is a you know, a movement, a step in the direction away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it appropriate for a chassid to be osek in masu matan of derech eretz? Anava Amar, my grandfather replied, Bevadai tov v'yafin l'chassidim she'asku b'derech eretz. Not only is it appropriate, it's a very good thing for a chassid to be involved in the ways of this world. Umisha Omer, she'ino rotza lasuk b'masu matan. A person who claims that if I get a job on Wall Street, then what? Machbas shehu menia la'avdus. That it's going to be a menia. It's going to be a blockage. It's going to prevent me from fully actualizing my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eino yodeya b'darchei chasidus klal. Doesn't know the first thing about the Baal Shem Tov was coming to Mitake. Baal Shem Tov was coming to the people who were water carriers and fixing shoes and tailors and saying, you have a sheiches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an elitist religion. That everyone has a chelek. Everyone has a chelek in Torah. And I'll sit with you and your horses and I'll tell you stories until you believe me. So that's where the Baal Shem Tov started. And that's why I told Yaakov Yosef, I'm crazy. Who's this guy coming and sitting, you know, and can't even get a minion in shul because he's sitting in the marketplace telling stories. But he rebuilt Klal Yisrael that way by redefining what it means to serve Hashem. Right? And he quotes the Gemara here in Kedushin, again, our Masechta, Daf Mem, Kol sheyashnu b'mikra b'mishna v'derech eretz, lo b'meher hu chotei. Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, Vachut Meshulish, Lo B'Meher Yenotik. Right? You need Derech Eretz. You need Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz doesn't just mean good meals. Derech Eretz Kepshuto means what? It means a person has to go out to the world and be attacking the world and elevate the world in a very practical way, in a very down to earth way. Now, why is this in Parshas Noach? So I'll tell you a beautiful part that I love telling guys when they leave yeshiva. It says that Noach sent the Orif. Noach sent the raven. Right? And the raven was Ratzav Hashol. The raven left the Teva and came back to the Teva. The Tevas Noach is a Beis Medrash. Many tzaddikim spoke about how when the Jew walks into the Beis Medrash, he's in Tevas Noach and the world is a marvel. And many tzaddikim have elaborated on that theme. What does it mean that Noach sent the Orev away from the Teva and it was so to speak Ratzav Hashol, the Orev went away and it came back? So he says, when a person sometimes is in the Beis Medrash too much, You lose a certain arevus. You take it for granted. You forget how special it is to learn Torah. And sometimes when a person leaves the Beis Medrash and goes out to the business world, and then he has eyes to see how different the world mibachutz is from our inner world, he comes back to the Beis Medrash and he's mamish on fire. Because he feels the sweetness, the mesikas of Torah that he had taken for granted after all that time. So he says, that's the pshat. He says, the orev is lashon of what? V'harevna, of arevus, a certain sweetness. And Noach sent away the arevus. He sent away that sweetness. He saw that what if a person's in the teva for too long, you can lose it. So the orev went away, and then the orev came back. And it's that coming and going sometimes from the Beis Medrash, that's exactly the reason Chazal are saying that a person, yafa talmud Torah im derech eretz. It's not saying that you know you need learning and you also need working. It's that yafa for Talmud Torah is derech eretz. Your Torah will be enhanced once you start to work. It's the same reason that the Gemara says a person doesn't learn Torah until he gets married. When he gets married, there's no time to learn. His wife takes up all his time. The grocery shopping takes up all his time. What do you mean? Now you're going to learn? When I was a bacher, I was learning. No. When you're a bacher, you didn't appreciate what it means. You didn't understand the give and take, the ruts of a show. You don't understand that process, which itself creates an arevus. So yes, a person who wants to be a chassid has to know that being osik and masu matan, right, has to be done with kabbalah, and that's what kabbalah ol malchus shemayim. That's what happens every morning. A person wakes up and he's mekabel ol malchus shemayim that I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single place. Let's keep reading. Kamosha amru eravin anan poale diyamama. We are day workers. A person by day is at work. What does it mean he's at work? Kepoalim ma'osim malacha shekol ma'aseim la'adon. A person who's at work has a different set of halachos. The Sadduk says, afilu birchas ha-mazon mekatzer b'shvil avodaso. That a person who's at work, the Gemara in Brachos HaZayin says, he's what? He's entitled to say a shorter birchas ha-mazon. He's got to get to work. Everything he does has to be serving his master. We give him very minimal breaks, the bare minimum, even to bench. Right? Because every second of his day, he has to be at work for his master. So the same thing is true if we know who the master is. If das okay, avicha, v'avdeyu. If I'm aware of Hashem, if I really am connected to Hashem, then I realize, behold, derechecha de'ayu, wherever I am, I can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Kabbalah Soma Chashmayim that takes place by day. I want to share with you a famous piece, not such a famous piece at all, but a piece that I've shared with some of you many times, so that's what I meant by famous. We've talked about it in the past, but I want to read it again inside, and I want to connect it to a var from the Chavetz Chaim, since today was the Chavetz Chaim's Yahrzeit. Okay? The Chavetz Chaim says, I'll tell you the Chavetz Chaim first. Chavetz Chaim says on the Pasuk, Va'ati Yisrael Masham Lokecha Shol Meimach. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from you? Kiyam Liyira, right? V'chulu, v'chulu. Hashem asks so many things from us. Chavetz Chaim says the essence of the Pasuk is what? V'ata. V'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lokech Hashom Eimach. What does Hashem ask of you? Hashem asks for you, Jew, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, V'ata, right now, I want you to serve me. I want you to have your Shemaim right now. But Rebbein Shalom, not on the base. I'm in the middle of closing a business deal. Hashem says, V'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lokech. That's what I'm asking of you. Right now, I want you to serve me. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm thinking now. It goes very well to Chavetz Chaim's Vard in Parsha Shmos. When Moshe comes to the snow, what does it say? It says, take off your shoes and realize that what? That the makom she'ata omer alav is Admas Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim says the same nekuda. Whatever makom, wherever a Jew finds himself, it's Admas Kodesh. Obviously in the context, he's standing by the burning bush and he took off his shoes and he's in the presence of the Shekhinah. We get it. But if you read the pasuk very literally, it says the makom she'ata omer alav is Admas Kodesh. Wherever you're standing is Admas Kodesh. Ba'ata, right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make it into a davar kodesh. Make it into a holy thing. Don't allow yourself to be convinced that masu matan is going to be a maniyah on your avodas Hashem. Because the ma'isa, most of us are going to leave the base management. We're going to go get jobs. But we need to know. We need to know how to be sovel such a thing. Not how to only be sovel. How to elevate such a thing. In the sefer avodas pnim. In the first section, in Os Chaf, listen to this lashon. It's such a beautiful, it's such a basic hashkafa. What he writes here. What's his name? Yeah. What is his name? Rav Aaron Luria. This was the Slonimer Chassid from Tver. Ein shum minia la'adam b'avodas Hashem. There is nothing, a Jew cannot claim that there's any situation I'm in that it's impossible to serve Hashem. But there's no such thing. Elisha b'shas dochach in adam yachol avodas Hashem, but osa sug avdus shebishas menucha. The way I serve Hashem when I'm with a client is different than the way I serve Hashem on a Shabbos afternoon when I can sit at my Shabbos table with menuchas and nefesh and a piece of cake and a cup of coffee and sit in front of a gemara. Right? They're both avodas Hashem. Don't tell me that one is avodas Hashem and one is not. There's no maniyah to serve Hashem. Just the way that I serve Hashem when I'm under pressure is different than the way I serve Hashem when I have menucha. And the avoda changes. He says, "Kamo poshe levush zeh, velovish levush acher." Right? This is a shirt and that is a shirt. This is a white shirt, that's a blue shirt. Right? Sometimes a person feels firmer in a white shirt, but it's the same thing. It's also just a shirt. A blue shirt, a white shirt. So, does it make a difference? He says, you might think you're starker when you're learning Yevamos because it's a hard Masechta. And you might feel it's more Shana Alefi if I'm learning Brachos or Megillah. But it's all the Dvar Hashem. V'apnimiyas HaKol Torah Hashem. What makes Yevamos, what makes Nedarim, what makes Yevamos like a more intense, what makes Bava Kama, right, more intense than the Gadatas Masechta's Megillah? That's our perception, but it's Dvar Hashem. What difference does it make? Kamo kein ha-nekuda pnimis shal avodasi yisbarachu tamid b'chol makum v'chol zman. The essential nekuda of serving Hashem is available to a person at any place. It's just that the garment changes from one place to the next. Sometimes the king asks you to learn Yevamos, and sometimes the king asks you to learn Megillah. Sometimes the king asks you to sit in Beis Medrash, and to crack your head on a ktzos, and sometimes Hashem says, I want you to make a Kiddush Hashem on Wall Street. But it's all Dvar Hashem. It's all Avodas Hashem. But then he says the starkest thing. Listen to what he says here. It's so strong. He says, listen to this. U'b'pnimiyas ha'kol nikra avodas melech malchei emlachim. Just like there's an easier mesechta, there's a harder mesechta. There's a vodakal, there's a vodachemura. Now listen. V'hinei, im ha'melech yitzav la'avdo la'aso zeiz avodah. If the king asks you to do something, a real king of flesh and blood, and the king says, do something for me, v'hu yasa avoda acheres, you decide to do something else, even if it's something that the king likes a lot, and maybe even objectively likes more, but right now, what did the melech ask you to do? Right now, the melech asks you to do something different. The melech says, bring me vanilla ice cream. I always get the same lashon. Bring me vanilla ice cream. So you say to yourself, ah, but I know the king's favorite flavor is chocolate ice cream. So you bring chocolate ice cream. You know what that is? You know what we call that? Morid b'malchus. You know what the penalty is? Off with your head. So you think, what do you mean? But you, Hashem, you like Torah more than you like Masur Matan. But Hashem says, right now, Va'ata, right now, that's not the Avoda. And you're rebelling against me by thinking that the only way to serve me is in the Beis Medrash. The only way to serve me is when I'm doing a mitzvah, where it's recognizably a mitzvah on the outside. And therefore, he says, a person has to ask himself, Ashrei Ish, Asher Yishma L'mitzvosecha. Right? Praiseworthy is the one who listens to your mitzvahs constantly and says, Hashem, Va'ata, what are you asking of me right now? What's the Avoda right now? So that's the Kriya Shema that we say every morning when we wake up. I'm going out to the Mabel, I'm going out to the world, and I need to be Makabel Malchus Shemayim, that every single thing that I do should be done what? Should be done L'Shem Shemayim. Okay? Now, there's a second Kriya Shema. He says, there's a second Kriya Shema. Uvalayla, Eishchiva Umenucha. At night, when a person is winding down and getting into bed, and the world is settling down, the world is quieting down, and his responsibilities to do are much less, Gam King Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He needs to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim again. Because he himself, the world's not changing that much. The world, yeah, it's lighter, it's darker, but within that 24-hour period, again, the perception of the world is changing, but it's not really changing. You're undergoing the change. Right? We're focused on the person. The person is undergoing a significant change, because the way he was serving Hashem during the day, when things were really busy, and now that it's quiet at night, is very, very different. Shegam b'shichvo mitaso, that even now when he's lying in bed, and he's just resting in bed, he needs to know lifnei mi hu shochev. He needs to know that even in my still moments, even in my quiet moments, even when I'm not doing anything, you think this is easier or harder? In many ways, it's harder, because now I just have to be with Hashem. Right? The easiest way to serve Hashem is to pick up a sefer and to learn, or to daven, say tefillah. Right? A harder way to serve Hashem is to be busy doing things, but I can try to touch up everything that I do, that I'm doing this for Hashem. And I come up with a way how this is doing for Hashem. The hardest thing is to really watch Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid when I'm not doing anything. How about when I'm sleeping? Can I serve Hashem in my sleep? Do I know how to serve Hashem in my sleep? Like it says at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the foundation of Shulchan Aruch, that even when I'm lying in bed, I have to know before who I'm lying before. And in many respects, this is a lot harder. To be able to not actively be doing something, and that my body is naturally in a state of service of Hashem. Right? I'm not learning Torah, I'm not doing a mitzvah, I'm not even doing a avodah begashmias, which I'm turning into a mitzvah. I'm just being with Hashem. That's hard. That's very hard. Right? I feel like I want to do something. I feel like this, I'm wasting time, I'm not doing anything. Just lying here in bed, I'm not doing it. How is that serving Hashem? But it can be serving Hashem. Ukamosha shamati bezeh ala pasuk. As I've heard an explanation on the pasuk, vayachalom Yaakov. Now, I want to point out, there are 264 pieces in Sivkas Tzadik. Okay? So after tonight, we'll only have 261 to go. Mirtz Hashem, we're on our way to Asiyah. More than 60 times, he uses a Lashon Shamati. I've heard. Stam, I've heard. When Rav Tzadik says, I've heard, who did he hear from? How did Rav Tzadik end up becoming a Hasidish Rebbe? What caused him? Who transformed him from being a Litvish Torah scholar to being a fiery Hasidish Rebbe, who was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham? Right? It was the Ishvitzer, it was the Meshilach. This Shamati, which for a long time I assumed was the Meshilach, and many of the Shamatis are, we're going to see, are the Meshilach. This Shamati we actually have elsewhere in Rav Tzadik's writings. We know who this Shamati was. In Machshavas Charutz, a different one of Rav Tzadik's farm, he says, Shamati b'shem Rav Bunim. So this Shamati actually got from Simcha Bunim. Okay? So let's see the teaching. I brought along Machshavas Charutz because he adds a little bit, says it a little bit different here, but for the sake of time, I just want you to know who this Shamati is, but let's see the teaching here. We can see it in Tzidkas Tzadik. He says here, Vayachalom Yaakov. Shemeachalomos nikar mailas ha'adam. What do you dream about? When the system is shut down, when I'm not doing anything, and I'm asleep, right? So what kind of dreams am I having? Am I dreaming about Hashem? It's a pretty high level. Vayachalom Yaakov. Shemeachalomos nikar malas ha'adam. Im gam kisheina osa klum. Am I so naturally aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when I'm not doing anything, that my natural state of being, when everything is shut down, when I turn off my body, and all that's left is on some level, the mind is still, you know, is still racing. Yaakov had a dream, and the first thing he dreamt about was what? I'm in the presence of Hashem. Should we see Hashem l'negi tamid? Even when I'm not doing, that's a high level. And that requires its own Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim. Uvidavar zet tzaddikim ma'atim shenisparu kein. Rav Sadduk says, listen, I'll be the first to admit there are not many tzaddikim who can attain this level of serving Hashem even when they're not actively serving Hashem. V'lakach nitnu bracha hayesera la'arvis shu ashkivenu l'shalom. And that's why at Marv we add a bracha that a person should be able to lie down and to be able to do it in such a holy way. I'll tell you a ma'isa that I saw. It's brought in a couple of different svarim. Different nuschaos. Sefer Gvi'ei Zav has this story. And Rabbi Dr. A.J. Tversky's Four Hasidic Masters, he tells this story. I'll tell you the way he tells it. It's a little different than Sefer Gvi'ei Zav, which is a Hebrew sefer that has good Hasidic ma'isas. Rabbi Elimelech Lezhensk one time was sleeping. And he was needed for something. And Rav Zusha wanted to wake him, but he didn't want to wake him. So Rav Zusha said, listen, I know how to wake up Rav Elimelech. So he went over to the mezuzah. He went over to the mezuzah and he put his hand over the mezuzah in the room that Rav Elimelech was sleeping. And all of a sudden, Rav Elimelech woke up. So he said, they said, Rebbe, we need you for something. So I said, Rav Zusha, how did you know that was going to work? So he said, because Rav Elimelech mamish lives with Shivisi Hashem l'negi tamid. He always is in the presence of Hashem. Right? Now when a person goes to sleep, even by a tzaddik, there's some degree of a lessening of awareness of being in the presence of Hashem. But Rav Elimelech, at least when he's in the presence of the mezuzah, says Shindal Adyon on it, so he feels that at least when he's in the presence of the mezuzah becomes, when he sleeps, he's mechavin before he goes to sleep, and the mezuzah is going to be his in the presence of Hashem. But I knew if I cover over the mezuzah, he's going to have to snap back to his normal state of Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tavid. So I covered my hand over the mezuzah, and that's why he woke up. Can you imagine? Have that degree of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think with that we can understand a comment from the Sefer Oreach Letzadik. The Oreach Letzadik is the son of Rav Elimelech Lezhensk. Listen to what he writes about his father. He says, my father used to say, Rav Elimelech said about himself, Sha'omar Kama Paman. This is in Parshas Tazri in the Sefer Oreach Letzadik. He says, Halavai Shiya Lebnei Adam Nishama Tahora Mizuchacha Kamo HaGuf Shali. Halavai, people should have a neshama that's as aware of God, as purified as my body. What does that mean? It means to get to the level where what? Where there's no divide between neshama and guf. There's no divide between neshama and guf. Right? That the body doesn't have to be actively doing to serve Hashem. That the body automatically is in a state of serving Hashem. That when a person goes to sleep, he's serving Hashem. Rav Shalom Shradron, in the Kol Dodi Dofek, which is a good El Sefer, I recommend it. He writes in there, he says, why is it that naturally for most of us, Gashmias is on autopilot and Ruchnias needs to be turned on? Right? If I need to go to the bathroom, I don't need to like, ooh, I forgot to go to the bathroom. You know when you need to go to the bathroom. You know when you need to sleep. You know when you need to eat. It's automatic. Right? Why don't I know when my Neshama is craving Torah? Why don't I know when I'm craving to feel? Why don't I get that same feeling? Right? Because again, because the body is very much in the way, right? And it serves as a barrier. It becomes a minya or a perception of a minya. So therefore, Rabbi Elimelech Lezhensky is to say, halavai, people should get their neshama as refined as my body, that I can go to sleep and I can be so connected to Hashem that if my shmira that I set up, my mezuzah, which is my shavisi Hashem Daiti Tala, I sleep, gets cut for a second, I immediately wake up. That degree of connection, that every fiber of my being is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Yaakov Avinu was that also. Yaakov was tikein tefilas mar arvis. There's a beautiful Shem Yishmuel. The first Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Vayetze says that we know Marv corresponds to Yaakov, and Marv also corresponds to what? To the fats and the limbs that weren't burnt in the day are burning at night. The Ivarim u'Pidarim. Not the blood, not the essence of the carbon, right? But the leftover body parts. That's Yaakov. Quotes a Medrash. Shem Yishmuel quotes a Medrash. Tzama lecha nafshi, kama lecha b'sari. That even my basar should feel Hashem. Yaakov created Ma'ariv, and a person when it's quiet at night, when it's still, when we're not doing, am I still feeling Hashem? Are the fats in the limbs, right? When a person's just sitting on the couch, fats in the limbs, am I still aware of Hashem? Or do I have to be with a sefer or doing something? Even at work, being Mekadei Shem Shammai. Yaakov Ish Tam, the sefer Ohel Hashem, brings a beautiful remez. In the Ohel Hashem, Rav Shem Klingberg was a tzaddik who was killed in the Holocaust. He says that Yaakov Ish Tam is Gematria 933, which is Gematria Shisa Gidim and Ramach Evar. The 365 sinews corresponds to the 365 losases, Shin Samachay Gidim, and Ramach Evar, the 248 limbs. Is Gematria 933 Yaakov Ish Tam. Why? Because to be tam, to be so wholesome, to be so complete with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I serve Hashem, what? Even when I'm not serving Hashem. And that requires, again, its own Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim. I saw from Rav Charlap, from Yaakov Moshe Charlap, in the Meimar of Haggadah. He says, why is it that Moshe didn't tell Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim that they're going to Har Sinai? Now at the beginning, Hashem told him that when we get out of here, Tavduna Selukim al Harazah, and Moshe told Bnei Yisrael originally, but when they actually walked out of Mitzrayim, Moshe doesn't tell them where they're heading. He doesn't say, we're going to get the Torah. Why not? Give them a heads up. They've been through a lot. You know, at least tell them what the plan is here. It's not clear. Moshe doesn't enunciate that to them. Why didn't he tell that to them? So the main Baram HaGadah, he says a very interesting thing. On page 145, he says Moshe wanted them to naturally come to the Torah. To start to feel that the place that we belong when we leave Mitzrayim is to come to the Torah. He didn't want to be mitzaveh them. Right? And he says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zatzal says, that the proof is that when the Jews said Nasa v'nishma, Nasa v'nishma was that level of connection where what? But we're going to do it before we even know what it is. You don't have to tell us what the details are. I don't need to know how I'm going to do it. I'm just in a state of doing it. So I could say Nasa, right, even before Nishma. That before I even know what the actions are, I'm already doing it. My state of being is doing it. That's what Moshe wanted them to come to. He didn't want to say, I, Moshe, tell you you're supposed to go to Har Sinai and get the Torah. He wanted it to come about much more naturally. That they're very libi ubisari, Yeranu l'kelcha. Right? Kama l'cha b'sari, that my body tells me. Yaakov tikin tulav arvis. Yaakov ishtam b'gamatria shesa gidim ramach evar. That on autopilot, a person's guf should be on such a madriga. Okay? I want to end with two final ideas. One is an idea from the Vilna Gaon, a famous bar from the Vilna Gaon. It's quoted by the Sefer Karban Ha'ani. Karban Ha'ani was Rav Yaakov from Katina. That's not true. He's not from Katina. Rav Yaakov Katina was his name. He was from Chust. Rav Yaakov Katina, who was a Rav in Chust, says the following Vart in the Sefer Karban Ha'ani, Parshas B'Shalach. It's based on a gra. The Torah says at the end of the Torah, Am Naval V'lo Chacham. Am Naval V'lo Chacham. Right? What does it mean, Am Naval V'lo Chacham? So it says in the Targum, if you look at Unklus there, it says, Da Ama De Kabilo O'Raisa V'lo Chakimu. You were the nation that received the Torah and you did not become wise. Am Naval V'lo Chacham. You got the Torah, but it didn't make you smart. What does that mean? So he says, Shamati Lafarish B'Shem Hagon Mivilna. Rav Yaakov Katina, in his Sefer Karban Ha'ani, Parshas B'Shalach, quotes the Gra. It says about Avraham, V'yishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'sorosai. So the Gemara says, how did Avraham know the mitzvot? His body told him. Avraham was, right? Gemara in Yoma, Gemara in Armas Echt and Kedushin. Avraham figured out all the mitzvot because his body was so perfectly aligned with Hashem, he could figure out how to serve Hashem. Yeah? So says the Gra, Am Naval V'lo Chacham. What does Uncle say? Da Ama De Kabila O'Raisa V'lo Chakima. You're the nation that got the Torah and you weren't wise. What does it mean? Says the Gra, Chaval that you got the Torah. Chaval that I had to give you the Torah. Chaval that I had to tell you how to serve me. Am Naval V'lo Chacham. Chaval that you got the Torah V'lo Chakimu and you weren't wise enough to what? To figure it out the way that Avraham Avinu figured it out. Am Naval V'lo Chacham. Isn't that amazing part? Am Naval V'lo Chacham. How sad it is that I had to teach you the Torah and that you couldn't figure it out on your own. That you weren't wise enough to figure it out. You couldn't infer what I wanted from you. So I'd like to add a little bit to this part from the Gra. Because the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Tazayin says that when a person comes before Hashem on the Day of Judgment, right, his very limbs are going to testify against him. So normally we think that means my lips are going to say these lips spoke Lashon Hara, and my hand is going to say this hand was used to strike a fellow Jew or Russia or to steal money, and my legs ran after all sorts of foreign desires. Right? So that's Pashup Shad in the Gemara, but no, I think a deeper Shad is my limbs are going to testify against me. Chaval! We were Torah. You could have learned Torah through us. And instead you're always busy looking in the books trying to figure out how to serve Hashem. Just look inside yourself and figure out how to serve Hashem. That's what it means your limbs are going to testify against you. It's Ma'amash Nizvar from the Gra that Rav Yaakov Kutina quotes. Okay, so this is the Kabbalah Soma Chashan that a person needs at night. To be on a higher level, that I have God awareness even in the stillest, quietest, most you know, reserved moments, where I don't feel I always have to be doing to serve Hashem. And that's a high level. And he says there's not a lot of tzaddikim who know how to do that. But again, there are tzaddikim who do know how to do that. Okay, the last part I wanted to tell you is from the Eglei Tal. In the Hakadama to the Eglei Tal, he says a very beautiful thing. He says, I'd like to share an insight from my father. We know the opening Mishnah in Bracha says, Me'emas aykar neshema ba'arvis, Yishosha kohanim nichnasim lecho b'trumasim. From the time that Kohanim go to eat Truma. So he says, my father asked the question, what on earth does Kriya Shema have to do with the time that Kohanim go to eat Truma? So he said the following. What happens if a person's tummy? A person became tummy. Must eat Truma. You go to the mikvah. Can you eat Truma then? You have to wait it out until Harav Shemesh, until sunset. A person's a tful yom. He was tovel that day, but he has to wait till the passage of that day in order to eat truma. Why? What a strange halacha. Whole Indian of tful yom is such a strange thing, no? You went to the mikvah already. When the woman goes to the mikvah, she's permitted to her husband. What's the Indian of tful yom? You go to the mikvah, and you still have to wait till that period of time comes to an end before you can eat truma. What's that strange waiting period? So says the Sakachavar, says the Avnei Nezer in his Akdama, in his Eglei Tal, in the Malachas of Shabbos. He says, I heard from my father the following explanation. Because when he was Tamei that day, there's a Roshem of Tumah from that day. And Harav Shemesh, it's only with the passage of that day that Roshem of Tumah, that marking of Tumah, is completely removed. That it's the Stalei Gam HaRashima. So he says, the same thing is true in Kedusha. In Kedusha, when a person does something in Kedusha, it leaves a mark. When a person's makabel ol nachas shemayim shachris, that shema carries me the whole day. That shema, when I go to work that day, right? Every second of my day has to be shema yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I say it once, but it leaves a roshem throughout that entire tekufa called day. When I come tonight, the roshem is worn off. And therefore, as man undergoes the changes of Sadhguru explained to us, I need a new Kabbalah Soma Achas Shemayim to carry me through the night. He says, that explains, in case you ever were curious, three times a day Shemona Esrei, two times a day Kabbalah Soma Achas Shemayim, why don't we say Shema by Mincha? So he says, he quotes on the Priya Tzchaim from the Arizal, Ki Levisha Nishar Adayin Rosha Min HaMochen Shal Kriya Shal Shachris. Because there's two major changes that take place in the day of man. There's the day and there's the night. There's the Avodas Hayom and Avodas Halayla. And each of those requires a Kabbalah Soma Achas Shemayim. So again, we learn from the negative to the positive. If an Avera, if Tumah leaves a mark on the entire day, so much so that after you went to the mikvah, you still a Tful Yom until the night comes, so Alachas Kam Bakam and Kedusha. When a Jew does an act of Kedusha, it leaves a mark on that entire day. So we start our day, we start our night with Kabbalah Soma Achas Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That it's all Echad. That everywhere I am, Ein Meniyah. Like the Avodas Pnim told us. Va'atah Yisrael. Like the Chavetz Chaim told us. That, you don't know the first thing about Chassidus if you think I can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every place. And that the Makom She'atah Omid Alav is Admas Kodesh. And Halavai Halavai, a Jew should get to the point where what? Where his mom is able to dream about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's like Yaakov Avinu. That even B'shas Chalomos, right? V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. Again, there's only a few tzaddikim in the world who can do that, but V'am Echulim Tzaddikim, and Halavai we should be amongst them. Shkayat.